It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley. All week long, we're teaching from my new book, The Grace Revolution, and today we're going to be talking about grace for obedience. We've talked about grace for overcoming our sin. We've talked about grace for overcoming our illness and our brokenheartedness, and we've talked about grace to just get us through the trials of life. And today I want to talk about another aspect of grace, and that is grace for obedience. The empowerment to walk out the will of God in our lives. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 11 and 12, these are some of the greatest verses in the Bible. It says this about grace: "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." Titus 2, 11 and 12. Obedience, a call that we cannot fulfill alone. It requires the grace of God. God calls his people to walk in obedience, to follow his commands, to trust his guidance, and to live according to his will. But friend, if we're honest, obedience is not always easy. Sometimes we struggle with temptation. Sometimes we wrestle with fear. And then we battle our own desires and the flesh that really tries to pull us away from doing the will of God. Sometimes we even know what God wants us to do, but we feel too weak to do it. Like, I could never do that. And this is why we need grace. Grace is not just for forgiveness when we fail. It's the power to walk in obedience. In Philippians 2:13, Paul reminded us of this. He said, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." Many times I've shared my faith with someone and shared the gospel with them for them to receive Christ, and they'll reply to me, "Keith, I could never live that. I could never do that." And I always love sharing this verse with them because this is so powerful, you need to memorize it. Philippians 2:13. I'll read it again. "For it is God who works in you," now look at this, "to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." God has a way of even making us will and desire to do good. See, grace changes our hearts so that we don't just obey out of duty, but we obey out of delight. Grace gives us the power to obey. It transforms our desires. Many believe that obedience means forcing ourselves to follow rules that we don't really want to obey in the first place. But true obedience, it starts in the heart. In Ezekiel, in the Old Covenant, chapter 36, verses 26 and 27, it reveals God's promise. This is what he said: "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws." See, that's grace, that power inside of us that helps us live out the Christian faith. Grace doesn't just command us to obey. No, it changes us from the inside out, so that we actually want to obey. And then, friend, grace gives us strength to overcome sin. Sin weakens us, and it makes obedience feel impossible. But let me tell you, grace breaks sin's power, and it gives us strength to walk in righteousness. The grace of God has appeared to men that offers salvation to all people, and it teaches us to say no. See, grace teaches us, it empowers us, and it sustains us in living a life that will please God. Thirdly, grace empowers us to trust and to follow God's will. Obedience It often requires stepping out in faith and taking a leap of faith. Think about this. Abraham, he had to leave his homeland without knowing where he was going. That's what it tells us in Hebrews 11 and verse 8. And then there was Moses. He had to stand before Pharaoh and with nothing but God's word in the third chapter of Exodus. How about Peter? He stepped out on water. He stepped out of the boat to walk on the water in Matthew 14. See, God's commands, sometimes they're bigger than us. But grace gives us courage and ability to follow those commands. In 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, the Apostle Paul declared this. He said, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." See, we don't obey in our own strength. We obey in the strength of God, through the grace of God. There once was a wealthy man who had no children of his own, and one day he visited an orphanage, and he found a young boy who had lived on the streets, stealing and fighting just to survive. Moved with compassion, the man adopted him. He brought him into his own home, and he gave him his name. And at first, the young boy struggled. He was used to living by his old habits, hoarding food, distrusting others, and acting out of fear. But the father was patient, and he always would remind him, "You are my son now. You don't have to live like an orphan anymore. You belong here." And you know, slowly the boy's heart changed. He stopped stealing because he realized he had everything he needed. He stopped fighting because he learned that he was now loved and protected. And his new identity changed his behavior, not because he was forced to, but because he wanted to live in a way that honored a father who had saved him out of poverty. See, this is what grace does in our lives. Many think that grace is just about salvation, but grace doesn't just save us. It transforms us. And God's grace doesn't leave us in our old sinful ways. He empowers us and teaches us to live differently. Just as that orphaned boy, we were once lost, living in sin. But when we experience the love and the kindness of God, His grace, we no longer want to live like we used to live. We now obey, not out of fear, but out of love for the one who saved us. This is the power that Titus talked about when he said grace teaches us to say no to sin and yes to righteousness, to live a life that reflects Jesus Christ and the obedience that comes from a heart that's been touched by grace. I think of the biblical examples of obedience through grace. There was Noah, who found grace to obey despite opposition. The Bible tells us that Noah obeyed God, and he built the ark, even when the world mocked him in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 22. Where did he find the strength to obey? Genesis 6:8 says this, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." See, grace gave Noah the endurance to follow God when no one else did. And then there was Mary, who had the grace to obey and surrender. When the angel told Mary that she would give birth to the Christ child, her response amazes me. Luke 1:38, she said, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." She could have been afraid. She could have resisted. But grace gave her the faith to surrender. How about the disciples when Jesus called them? He gave them the grace to leave everything and follow him. When Jesus called the disciples, they left their jobs, they left their families, they left the comfort of their home and their occupation and came to follow Jesus. Where did they find the courage? Well, John 1:16 says, "Out of his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace." See, grace compels us to follow Jesus no matter the cost. Now you're thinking, "Keith, how do I walk in grace for obedience?" Well, number one, you depend on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the source of our strength to obey. In Galatians 5:16, he says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." You see, the more we rely on the Spirit of God, the more His grace flows through us. And then secondly, you abide in God's Word. God's Word is our daily supply of grace. If you're not reading the Bible, you need to make a point to read the Word each and every day. In Psalm 119, 105, it says this, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." I've had people tell me that they didn't read the Bible at all, they never got into the Word, and now they use this podcast or this radio program, Fresh Oil, and they take these 15 minutes a day, and it gives them time to just set their day and get the day set for receiving whatever God has for them in that day. You see, obedience becomes easier when we're filled with God's truth. And then thirdly, pray for grace to obey. Ask God to help you. When we struggle with obedience, what do? We can ask for grace. Hebrews 4:16 reminds us again, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Grace is available whenever we need it. And then you just trust God's plans over your feelings. See, so many times we like to be moved by our feelings and trust in our feelings. But obedience isn't always comfortable. But God's plans, they're always good. I love Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It declares, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." You see, friend, even when we don't understand or feel uncertain, grace enables us to trust and follow God's way. And then again, as I've said, with each and every one of these chapters we've talked about, you got to surround yourself with people who pursue obedience. Obedience is easier when we walk with others who encourage us. In Hebrews 10:24, he says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." That's why it's so important to be plugged into a good church. Find people who will challenge you and pray for you and uplift you. And then today, a prayer for obedience. Pray this with me today. Say, "Father, I just surrender my heart to you. I know that obedience is not always easy, but I'm going to trust that your grace will strengthen me. Help me, O God, to follow your ways, trust in your plans, and rely on your power. God, I ask for your grace to just walk in obedience each and every day in Jesus' name." My friend, grace is the key to obedience. If you've been struggling with sin and issues that keep weighing you down, can I tell you that it's grace that actually gives you the power to say no? Obedience is not about striving. It's about God's grace. It's about letting go and giving it to God. Obedience is not about willpower. It's about surrendering to the Spirit of God. And obedience is not about earning God's love. It's just about responding to His grace. And my friend, through grace, God doesn't just call us to obedience. He empowers us to obey. I challenge you today to step into that grace today in your life. Friend, for me, grace changed everything. It took me from a life of works and striving to be good enough to a life where I've become empowered to live out my Christian faith. I'm teaching all week long on my new book called The Grace Revolution. It's available on Amazon.com. And go by my website. It's really easy to remember. It's just weneedgod.com. And remember, friend, God loves you with an everlasting love.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.